Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center, based in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Suffering with Others.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. Have I been with you all this time, Philip? Jesus to him, and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, let us see the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. They will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. In celebrating the feast of the apostles Philip and James, we have the opportunity to see ourselves reflected in them. If only we had the opportunity to see and talk to Jesus, what would we want to talk to him about? I suspect that if we had a chance to see Jesus, we may have been tempted just to see his humanity and not his divinity. I think that was the reason for Judas betraying him. The apostles didn't see Jesus with a halo around his head. They saw him, especially in his last days on earth, as very human, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. His prayer to God just before he was captured reminds me of my own fears and anxieties. Dear God, if it be possible, don't let me have to go through this death. That is what I would be saying if I would have been scared stiff. The brutality of the Romans and their soldiers. The pain of crucifixion and the fear of that horrible type of death. I can imagine the apostles running away, and I can imagine Peter denying that he knew Jesus. So the weakness of Philip is also very real to me. Let us see God and God's power. Then I too might be a bit more brave. The fact that they may punish me as they are punishing you is very scary. The humanness of Jesus was all too real. And then Jesus' reply to Philip may have been reassuring. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. It means God is suffering with me. God is not immune to my pain. The Father and I are one. We cannot ever say to people suffering, God will take away your pain, but we do say, God is suffering with you. There is no escaping pain. This may be difficult to cope with, but it does teach us something. We can ask that we will be brave in suffering. And we know that bravery is redemptive. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Jesus did not become human to take away my pain and suffering. He became human to share it with me. And what does it also say to me? Voluntary suffering with people is the best way to imitate Jesus. We need to share the burdens of others. I admire nurses. Recently, I had surgery, and during the recovery, I could do nothing for myself. I tried to, and then got told off. The nurses told me I was just making it harder for them. We have many ways of imitating nurses, voluntarily taking on the suffering of others is the best way to listen to Jesus saying, to have seen me is to have seen the Father. We need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus.